Hachette Audio presents Radiant Angel, written by Nelson DeMille, read by Scott Britt. For Sandy, my Viking shipmate and navigator. Part 1, Chapter 1. It was late afternoon, a Wednesday in September, and Colonel Vasily Petrov of the Russian Foreign Intelligence Service sat in his New York office and stared at the red envelope on his mahogany desk. On the envelope's flap was a wax seal, also red. The envelope had arrived from Moscow an hour before on the Aeroflot flight that carried the daily diplomatic pouch to the Russian Federation mission to the United Nations on East 67th Street. Handwritten on the front of the envelope was his code number, 013575, and beneath that, the identification number of the message, 82343. A cipher clerk stood patiently in front of Colonel Petrov's desk, then cleared his throat. "Sir." Petrov picked up a pen and signed the logbook, acknowledging receipt of the envelope and also receipt of a sealed satchel from Moscow that the clerk had placed on his desk. The clerk retrieved the logbook, then gave Petrov another sealed envelope, saluted, and left. Petrov sliced open the red envelope and flattened the sheet of paper on his blotter. The communication from Moscow was typed on flash paper, encoded in four-letter groupings that appeared to be meaningless. Eye charts, they were called. Petrov opened the second envelope that the cipher clerk had given him and laid the printed paper next to his encrypted message. On the cipher paper was the daily one-time-only code that would decipher his message. If this message had been sent electronically, the cipher office on the 10th floor would have seen it and decoded it, and this message was not for their eyes. More importantly, electronic messages were routinely intercepted by the American National Security Agency, whose deciphering capabilities were a worry. Thus, the message came in the diplomatic pouch in a red envelope, which meant it was not for the diplomats. It was for the Foreign Intelligence Service, the SVR, which operated out of the Russian UN mission. This was, in fact, a message for Colonel Petrov's eyes only, and it was of...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?